Welcome, everyone, to week 9. We have an exciting week ahead of us because we have our final problem set. We also have a brand new language, JavaScript, that you are already in the midst of using, not only for this problem set, but many of you will probably utilize it for final projects, especially web-based final projects. So that's what we'll go over today after talking briefly about resources, which we do every week. We'll jump into JavaScript, and then we'll spend all of section with a hands-on activity coding Dolphin Trainer 2K13, which is it's like Madden 2013, but for dolphins and in JavaScript. So as always, a list of resources for you to check out. These resources are especially important because next week on Wednesday is quiz 1. Your second and final quiz in this course. Just like quiz 0, it is 75 minutes and starts a little after 1 p.m. It covers everything since day 0 of this course, but it certainly emphasizes everything that has happened since quiz 1. But of course, we covered for loops in the beginning of the year. For loops are probably still going to be a part of this quiz. So it's not like you can ignore everything that happened before week 5 or quiz 0, because this course builds on itself a lot. But certainly the emphasis will be on things we've learned since week 6. That includes PHP, JavaScript, SQL, to be sure, and also the more advanced data structures we talked about in C. A whole host of other topics, but we will discuss that next week as we review for the quiz. And also, as always, if you have any questions about the quiz as you're preparing, feel free to send them my way. Right now, does anybody have any quick questions about the quiz? OK, don't need to worry about it or freak out about it right now, but keep that in the back of your mind, because that's happening a week and a day from now. Finally, I know we're running towards the end of the semester. There are only 2 sections left after this. But I am still excited and eager for your feedback if you have any. I want to make those the best 2 sections ever. They probably will be, because each section is amazing and the best ever. I don't know how that's possible, but they have all been fantastic, I think. The feedback I've gotten has trailed off to nothing and none since for the last couple of weeks. So please give me some feedback if you have it. It takes 3 minutes. You can tell me good things you want me to keep doing or things I can work on. I'm trying to be the best teacher possible, or I'm trying to do the best I can, but I can't do that if I don't know how you guys are doing. And it's hard to tell why you're falling asleep in class, so let me know after why that was the case. I showed you this image last week. This is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles bike I had when I was younger. And we are continuing to push you guys without training wheels as we immerse you in another language. But rest assured, JavaScript, like PHP, is very similar to things you've done in the past. A lot of the logic transfers over, if not the syntax exactly one for one. But again, all of these languages that we've gone over in the past couple of weeks, though they seem overwhelming, are incredibly powerful and will allow you to do a lot in your final project and probably other websites that you code in the future. So without further ado, we're going to start diving in to JavaScript. We are going to talk about it briefly and then really get into the hands-on coding portion of this section. So JavaScript is a client-side scripting language, which means it's different than PHP and it's different than C. JavaScript's not compiled and it's not executed by the server. Rather, it is saved on, or you load it. You load a JavaScript page when you load a web page, and then it executes on your machine, which means you can see all the JavaScript code that was sent to your computer. Sometimes it's encrypted a bit, so that you can't tell explicitly what's going on. For example, if you check out CS50, the staff solution for this week's problem set, and you go to service.js, you'll notice you can't actually tell what to do from what we gave you. We encrypted it a bit to make that a bit more difficult. Nevertheless, you can see the exact JavaScript file that we are executing and our program is running on. So that's what it means to be a client-side scripting language. Similar to C and PHP, though, JavaScript has for loops, if, else conditions, while loops. Similar to PHP, it has a for each loop as well. And again, very similar to the syntaxes that we have seen in languages that we have already worked with. Finally, one of the coolest parts of JavaScript, and something that we'll be doing a lot today, and probably you'll be doing a lot with your PSET if you haven't experienced it already, is you can check out all the errors you have in your code via the JavaScript console. We looked at it a bit last week. We looked at a different type of console to inspect a page. But in Chrome, again, you can see the layout, the HTML document that your page is showing you on the screen. You can also see all of the JavaScript from that page. And you can also, like I said, see all of the errors in the JavaScript console. And we'll experience that more in a bit when we start coding. One thing to note about JavaScript variables, like PHP variables, they're loosely typed. So you don't need to give them a specific type. In terms of scope, that is defined by the var keyword. So if you don't put a keyword in front of something, you just write the name of a variable, then an assignment operator, in this case, the equal sign. I'm forgetting a semicolon right there, but assume there's a semicolon right there. Then you're creating a global variable. If you put the var keyword, then you're giving it some type of local scope, whether that's to a function or a loop. So that is one thing to note for variables. JavaScript is the language. jQuery is a library built on top of the JavaScript language. And you have seen it before in lecture. I highly recommend, if you're going to be using JavaScript in your final project, that you get to know jQuery. It makes everything you want to do much, much easier. It also comes with wonderful documentation and examples to help get you started. Today, we're going to be using jQuery as well. These, what I have on this slide, are the very basics of jQuery. At the top of your HTML file, or whatever, your index.php file, your index.html file, you need to include these two lines. These are pretty generic lines. The first line includes the jQuery JavaScript file. And the second line includes wherever you've written your own JavaScript code. And of course, because in your JavaScript code, you've probably used some jQuery library functions, that needs to go after the jQuery inclusion script. So we will explore this again in a moment. And finally, in the JavaScript file, I call this one index.js. It could be scripts.js, whatever it is, whatever JavaScript file you have. You start generally with this line of code, $:document:\, :function:\, and then curly brace. Throw your code inside there, and then end it with a curly brace, :;\. So take this as a given if you're going to be using jQuery. Wrap all of your jQuery code inside this line of code. And we'll see that again in a second. Again, we'll be working with jQuery, and please ask questions as we go today. But does anybody have any questions about jQuery or JavaScript right now? OK, without further ado, I present to you Dolphin Trainer 2K13. I am super excited about this latest version of the product. Oh, no. I was so excited. I was going to show it to you guys, but it looks like we haven't done it. We haven't implemented it yet. Let's make this a bit bigger. So if I load the code for Dolphin Trainer, dang it. I'm sorry, guys. I thought I was working on this before class. I thought I'd have it finished, but I guess I still have some work left to be done. But thankfully, you guys all have some JavaScript and jQuery practice. So let's go ahead and finish this together. You guys should all have, I think I sent you guys copies of this because I was super excited about it. So you guys should have the same code I have. Let's Let's head into the terminal, though. Just like with your past problem sets, if you have my, let's make this a bit bigger, too, for you guys. You took my zip file. You presumably unzipped it. Let's go here. And then hopefully, you moved it into the same directory where you saved your problem set 8 code. And we save it in that directory so I can access it, or we all can access the code in the Chrome browser on our computer. And again, to get to that code, you simply type in the address found at the bottom right-hand side of your appliance down here. You find your IP address. You type that into the Chrome browser on your computer. And in this case, since we're in the Section 9 folder, we also have to add a slash Section 9. I'm going to minimize this so I don't have to keep flicking through that. So that's how I set up this code. I've already done that already. I'm not going to go through those steps because that's what the beginning of the problem set walks you through how to do. So go ahead and you'll get to set this up in a second. But first, let's explore this code as a group. Let's see what I did. I think I tried to get most of it done before class, but I think I was a little behind. So let's open up index.html. OK, and index.html is a really simple page because I didn't want to get too crazy. I really wanted to make sure it was working. But I guess I didn't get that far. Here's the head, which comes right inside those HTML tags. And we notice a couple things right off the bat. We have the CSS file right here and the appropriate location of the CSS file. We have the jQuery library right here. And you'll notice something different about this. The source is something really, really long. ajax.googleapis.com/ sort of looks like a URL, but it doesn't certainly look like some js/jquery.js. And that's because I decided that I didn't want to save, I don't want to have to download the jQuery file and drag it and save it in my library and be responsible for it. Rather, I'm just going to take the JavaScript file that Google hosts. So Google actually hosts a number of libraries. And jQuery, since it is one of the most popular, it hosts that one as well. And because it's hosting it, I don't need to worry about it. And they update it, though when they do update it, I'll probably have to change these numbers right here. But that's just to make my whole file system a little less clean. I don't really like hosting all these files. It's much nicer if Google has to host them for me. So this, again, is getting the whole JavaScript file, but it's just being hosted by Google instead of on my file system on my computer. We also see that I put in two more files, dolphins.js and trainer.js. We'll look at those in a second. And finally, this title right here. Who can tell me what this code inside these title tags, where that goes on my page?
It's like the thing in the toolbar or whatever.
Yeah, the little tab on the top of the Chrome window. That's where that text goes. Inside the body, as you can see, not much stuff here. I have just three divs. I give them some IDs, and I put a little text in. But I guess that's why we don't see anything over here. We do see, actually, we see Dolphin Trainer 2K13. We see to do. I don't know where that's coming from, because I don't see that here. So maybe that's in one of my JavaScript files. We'll check that out in a second. Can somebody else tell me what this ID means right here? Yeah.
It's a way of calling the specific section.
Right.
File.
Yep. It's just a way to reference this particular div. IDs are ideally unique. Okay. Tough crowd. So IDs are generally unique. You give them to one specific element in your code. What if I wanted to give a number of elements? What if I wanted to reference a number of elements, whether that's for CSS styling or jQuery? What attribute can I give them?
Class.
A class. Exactly right. OK, so index.html, again, not much going on here. So let's open another. File. Let's see what I have. That's all I have in here. Let's go into the JS folder. I'm not going to worry about the CSS for now. Let's open up dolphins.js. Oops, or rather. OK, so dolphins.js would actually look pretty similar to some of the code you were given in problem set 8. You can scroll through it. Can anybody tell me, though, what is dolphins? This all caps dolphins. What is that? What type of data is that?
Array.
It's an array. And we know it's an array because I see these square brackets here. And somebody else, what's it an array of?
Objects?
It's an array of objects. And you can see that. And how did you know it was an array of objects?
Because you have this colon between curly braces.
Right. So I have these curly braces right here. And then you can see the comma separating the different objects in this array. And then inside each object, I have something, colon, something else. And what is generally this first part, the thing to the left of the colon, what's that called? Generically? How do we refer to that?
Index.
Index, or probably more generally the key, and then on the right-hand side, the value. So index key. But if we're talking about those, that we generally mean the thing on the left-hand side. If in a simple array, again, we had indices 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. And in dolphins, we'll have dolphins 0, dolphins 1, dolphins 2, dolphins 3, dolphins 4. We also have inside this object, we won't generally reference things. Or if we just have this object right here, we're not going to say object 0, object 1, object 2. We're going to say object name, or object type, object length, et cetera. And that's how we'll get the value on the right-hand side. So if we said object name, for example, we would get the string Grace. So as you guys have told me, dolphins is simply an array of objects. And you see all of the objects have a name, a type, a genus. Is that pronounced correctly? Anyone? Genus? Great. A length, a weight. Is that pronounced correctly? I think so. And a picture, just a URL to some file online. And right here, we close the array right down there in the very left-hand side of my screen. So that's all that dolphins.js is. Oh my goodness. This explains it. I thought I had finished everything, but look, there are all these to-dos. OK, hopefully we can do those together. But let's first, before we do that, just walk through this code very quickly. So as I mentioned, we see at the very beginning this line that I had in the slides, document.ready function. And essentially what that's going to do is wait till everything in your page has been loaded. So wait till it's all ready, everything's good to go, and then start executing this code. So if you needed to run some PHP, if you needed to get some images, whatever it is, all the code has been set and ready to go. Your index page or whatever page has been loaded. And now you're going to start executing your code. So the first thing we do is we set up this array. And I don't have the var keyword there. So what is the scope of this array?
It's global.
It's global. So ocean array can be accessed from anywhere in this file. And then we see this for loop. It doesn't say for each, but this is essentially a for each loop. And this is just JavaScript's version. So for each var dolphin in dolphins, what data type, even though, again, JavaScript doesn't have these data types per se, what data type is dolphin?
An object.
It's an object. We're getting each object in the dolphins array. So in here, it looks like I forgot to put all of these dolphins from our giant dolphins thing into the ocean array. So we should probably do that first. And then something called this pool variable, I'm setting it to null. And then I call this function drawOcean. I train a dolphin when its picture is clicked. I haven't done that. And set a dolphin free when the button is clicked. So these are the things I need to do. I guess I should give you some background on what I was trying to do. So if we go here, what I really wanted this to look like was an array up here. Rather than it saying to do, I wanted a table essentially with the pictures of all the dolphins. And then when you click on one picture, I wanted it to put it down in the bottom half of the screen and give you all the information on it. And that would be the dolphin in the pool, the dolphin you were training. So I thought it'd be really cool. You'd have all these dolphins in the ocean up here. Then you'd click on one, and it'd go to the pool. And then you could train it. So that's what I was trying to do. And then there'd be a button down here in the pool, and you could click like set free. And you could set the dolphin free, and it would go back into the ocean. So that's what I was trying to create. But again, I'm going to need your help to create it. So hopefully some of these keywords or some of these terms will start making sense now in the context of this program. Let's keep looking through this file. We call this function drawOcean. It's the one and only function we call from the document.ready section. So we call this drawOcean function. And it looks like it creates a string, a variable here, puts something in the string, adds more stuff to the string, adds more stuff to the string, and then this line of code. What I say that prints out the HTML string. Can somebody explain to me what this line of code does? Well, first of all, what does that dollar sign mean? It's not a PHP variable, but what does that dollar sign mean?
Like linking to the HTML ID of, like, or I mean, it's like it links to the HTML code.
But what about that dollar sign? What does that dollar sign indicate?
Linking to the HTML somehow.
Where have we seen this dollar sign before in JavaScript? We saw it in lecture. We talked about what does the dollar sign mean?
Something with jQuery.
Exactly right. This has something to do with jQuery. This dollar sign means I am using a jQuery library function here. Exactly right. And inside, so we see that we write the dollar sign, and then we have this open paren and close paren. And inside there, what goes inside there when you're using a jQuery library function? Or you're using the jQuery library? And again, you saw this in lecture. Can somebody give me, and you also see something here. What goes inside of there? Jeff, give me a guess. What does this look like? Pound ocean. Where have we seen that before? Huh?
Is it a library or something? I have no idea.
Well, let's look. Let me open index.ph. Oh, nope. Wrong place. So we see we have something called ocean here. Where have we seen the hash ocean, hashtag ocean syntax before?
In CSS.
So we wanted to style something. Remember, we would put the hashtag CSS selector, and then we could everything that we, or hashtag ocean, for example, and all of the formatting that we wanted to give to the thing with ID ocean, we put inside there. So these aren't inside here. It's not necessarily, it's not CSS selector goes in here. jQuery defines its own type of selectors, but it's the same idea. And actually, a lot of them overlap with CSS. So inside these open parentheses, you put a selector. And whatever the selector refers to, that's what you're going to be using. So in this case, I'm selecting ID ocean. If I had a class, let's say I have a class of things called images, and I give that to a lot of elements, how do I reference a class of things called images?
I think it was dot.
With a dot. So if instead I put dot images in here, that would give me the class of things called images. Of course, this is super powerful, and you can reference a lot of things. In fact, I could reference basically any tag in HTML. So if I wanted to do that, TD, that's a tag that we've seen before when creating a table. You were probably familiar with that from PSET 7. So that's going to select, in this case, it's actually going to select all of them. It's going to give me an array of all of the TD tags. But that can get a little overwhelming. So for right now, we're going to stick to just referencing IDs. So what this does, again, is that gets the, in this case, go here to index.html. It's an ocean. Rather, the ocean ID references a div. So this part of this line of code gets that div. And then this dot means I'm calling a function. And the name of that function is HTML. And that's short for, if you guys saw before, $document.getElementById.innerHTML. This is just jQuery's version. So the HTML function just gets the inner HTML of that element. So again, if we look back here, we'll see there's no inner HTML. And so if I did this, I would be trying to get the HTML. When I type this, I'm setting the HTML. So I'm passing this function a string, the string that I've created here, and saying put that inside the ocean div. Yeah?
When you get the HTML, you're just getting a copy of it, right? You're not removing it.
Right. If I did this and wanted to save this in var, that would get all the information that was there and save it in another variable, make a copy of it.
Okay, got it.
And you see, so we created some HTML, save that in the string. We save some more. And here you see that to-do string. So that's probably where we are getting that to-do from when we went to our page. And actually, if I right-click on to-do, inspect element, we talked about this last week. That's how we could see the HTML structure of our page. You'll notice that down here, let's make this a bit bigger too, we have our div ID ocean right here. Everybody see that line of code? And that is from, that's what we typed in index.html. Inside of it, we see now this table line of code. And what that table line of code is, that's the code we just inserted into this element. And if we look inside of it, we never typed call group in tbody. That was added for us because we did some fancy stuff. But you'll notice there's the tr. There's the TD with to do. So it looks like, again, the code that we wrote here, that's exactly what this line was doing. It was taking our HTML string and putting it inside this div right here. It initially has nothing. This page gets loaded. $document.ready. This starts executing. We call the drawOcean function. And inside the drawOcean function, we take this HTML and put it inside that div. So we just went through a lot right there. Does anybody have any questions about that? Or how that works, or jQuery? Because if you understand that, then jQuery should hopefully come relatively easily. Yeah?
So what you have inside the parentheses under the printout HTML string, that is the name of the HTML variable that you have declared earlier.
This right here?
Yes.
Yes.
So if you would name that something else is what you would put in there.
Exactly right. And that's a good point. This is a little confusing because I have HTML, HTML. This inside here is the name of my variable. And this right here is the name of the jQuery function.
But in order for the jQuery function to work, you have to give it some HTML input.
Exactly. Or you have to give it a string. It will put that string inside of the div or whatever. Right, this is just a string. It doesn't know this is HTML, but obviously formatted on purpose to be valid HTML. Does that answer the question?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So what if like the ocean referred to like a button or something? What would the .html do? Would that change the text of the button?
So the question is, what if it referred to a button? It will change the inner HTML of something. So if it has an open tag and a close tag, it will put something in between the open and close tag. If there's no open and close tag, it won't do anything.
It's literally a copy and paste sort of thing.
Copies and paste something from whatever variable I pass it, the string I pass it, inside those open and close tags. OK, let's look down here. Oh my goodness. Drop pool didn't do anything right there. That's a bummer. Train, wow. OK, so not much else besides that. So let's get started, and let's fix this up. I am going to need everybody's help to get this done. So there aren't actually that many lines of code, I think, to write. I think I did this a couple years ago for the 2K12 version. And there shouldn't be that many lines of code to write. I shouldn't have deleted that code. I should have just saved it. Ugh, crazy. Anyway, let's get started. So I'm in this array, or I'm in this line, and I have my ocean array. And I want to put all of this, everything from this file, into my ocean array. So how can I take everything from there and put it into the ocean array? It's one line of code. Who can give me that line of code or tell me, have some idea what that line of code should do? Why don't we start here, and then we'll continue moving around the room answering questions. Kurt, what's first?
So like ocean array bracket dolphin. Equals dolphins bracket dolphin. Dolphins with a capital everything.
OK. So let's walk through this syntax. Right here, this is like a for each loop. So it's actually doing a lot of things for us. And dolphin is an object. So we don't need to write something like dolphins dolphin, because dolphin itself is the object that I want. Okay. It's not the index. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I've been here.
So how do you propose changing your code?
No, like put the brackets. Ocean array.
If we know we're given the index. Or sorry, this is, you're good, but how, let me ask a different question. If we want to, let's actually write this, never mind, we're going to write this. That's great, sorry, I was just very confusing there. OK, let's leave that there for now, and we'll come back to training a dolphin, setting a dolphin. Let's just first fix this drawing ocean function, and we'll come back to that, Kurt. But so far, so good. Let's look inside drawOcean. So the line that looks to be wrong is this store pictures of dolphins in the ocean in an HTML string. And right now I just put to do, but I really want to put the dolphins' pictures in the ocean. So what, Noah, do you think is the first thing I should do? If I want to go through the entire array, what is the first thing I should do?
We need to create a for loop.
A for loop. And what does that for loop look like?
For, let's see. We need to go through each dolphin in the ocean array thing. So for var dolphin in, can you write ocean array?
Okay. Like that? Okay.
I don't know.
Let's stick with that for now, and then we'll come back to it. Okay. And you're going to be responsible for that line.
Got it.
Okay. So I have my for loop. Michael, you're up now. What should I do now?
You would have to take, I guess, the stored pictures from dolphins.
So. Okay. So where's that stored?
In the dolphin array.
Okay, so I'm confused now, too, about what's happening. So let's figure out how we can debug this, and then I'll come back to you, okay? We're going to start, if I want to, what's the equivalent of printf in JavaScript? Annie?
Document.write?
Or what? How can I get see something in the console down at the bottom?
Console.log.
Console.log, exactly. So let's do console.log, and let's just put dolphin in, okay? So. We ideally, if this works, we're going to have, let's see, back in that file, dolphins.js, there were 6 dolphins. So I should get 6 of something, hopefully, printed out to the console. Right? That's where we are so far, because we did Kurt's line up here, and then we did Noah's for loop, and we have this line. So hopefully, we should see 6 things printed to the console. So let's go here. Let's open up our console and refresh our page. OK, so it looks like we saw 6 indices. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah.
How do you get to that page inside your...
How do I get to this thing down here?
No, the Chrome page inside of your appliance. Can we see that or not?
This Chrome page right here?
Yeah.
So just like in PSET 8, I've opened a Chrome window on my desktop, on my Macintosh desktop. And I went, if you notice up here, this URL up in the top left, that matches this IP address down here. So to do this, though, the beginning of the problem set spec walks you through exactly how to do this. But I just followed that, and instead of with the shuttle code, I just did our own code. OK, the cool thing is we can also inspect OceanArray. So it looks like OceanArray is an array of 6 objects. And let's open each one. Boom. 1. So Kurt, it looks like your code worked perfectly. Everything got sorted in OceanArray. Because I misspoke earlier. But yes, awesome job. The ocean array is correct. And it looks like now we see the dolphin is a number from 0 to 5. So it looks like an indice in an array. So given that knowledge, Michael, what should we do now? Think out loud. What is something we want to do?
Well, we want to get the JPEG for each dolphin.
OK, so how can we reference? How can we get the JPEG? Where do we start? Where's everything stored?
In the ocean array.
OK.
So ocean array, dolphin, maybe.
How do we get something inside? Or so this gives us that object. And we've seen this before with the struct. So what kind of notation do we need to use?
It would be the dot.
A dot? And then what field?
Picture? Or I guess it's not a field.
What's it called in dolphins.js? And also, you can look. We can just go back here. We can see ocean array. We can explore it. What's it called?
Wait. Picture. I said picture.
Picture. Right. You didn't sound like you knew what you're talking about, though. It sounded like more like a guess. Okay. So not picture. So that will give us the URL of the picture. Jeff, do you have a question?
Yeah, I can't get what you had on your Chrome browser on my computer. I just get an uncaught reference error. Console is not defined.
Have you set up everything?
Well, I think I did everything that you did on the big screen.
And you chmodded all the files? And did you go through the whole setup?
I'll try again.
Okay. Sorry, I skipped over that a lot at the beginning, but you need to go through the whole setup just like at the beginning of the problem set spec, chmod everything, and make sure it's in.
I will go and double check. I thought I did it, but I'll double check.
So this looks like it'll give us the string of the picture. Great. We have the URL of the picture. How do we now put it in? What happens if we write just this, Michael?
It just gets the picture. It doesn't actually display it.
Well, let's see what happens. We'll save that. We'll run it here. It looks like we don't get anything. If I explore this table, it looks like inside. Yeah, looks like I don't get anything.
So we have to
So this is a string, this code you wrote here. Where do I want to put this string?
I'll put it in the ocean.
Okay, and down here I'm putting a string called HTML in the ocean.
So it would be $ ocean HTML and print.
That would put it straight in there. But what if I want to add it to, I'm already creating a string, right, to put in the ocean? What's the name of that string?
Oh, HTML.
HTML. So what do I write next?
Equals? Or just equals?
What will happen if I write equals?
Delete what's in there.
It won't that set it equal. Or won't that.
Yeah.
What's the word for it?
Assign?
Yeah.
It will assign it, but what will happen to everything that was stored in it before?
It'll get rid of it.
It'll get rid of it. So how can I add it to the end? I would just copy the other
plus
thing.
Equals.
Plus equals, perfect. That's exactly right. So now let's check out what this does. Boom. Oh my goodness. That is just a lot of text. Okay. So it looks like we got a lot of text, but that's great. You guys have done, I know this is hard, this is new. So far the three of you guys have done fantastic. Okay. You're next. What should we do next? We obviously don't want to play just the string, yeah?
I just had a question. You know when you do ocean underscore array dolphin in the brackets, mm-hmm. right? Isn't dolphin like an associative array in itself?
I misspoke. Dolphin's the index.
Oh, dolphin. But yeah. Isn't var dolphin in ocean array? I mean, like when you initially load it as well, like var dolphin in dolphins, isn't that dolphin an associative array?
Like this dolphin?
Yeah.
No, this dolphin is the index.
Okay, so is there a dolphin variable? I mean, like dolphin key in the associated array?
Right here, like dolphin.name?
Yeah, is there like a like dolphin dot like how isn't dolphin like meant to be each object?
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Like I thought dolphin was like the associative array in dolphins, like each because there's six associative arrays in dolphins, right?
Right. The way we have this written now, it's not.
Why is it?
We could do that, and there's actually a jQuery function called .each, which gives you each thing. But this syntax is not, I misspoke earlier, this syntax is not that syntax. This is just giving us the indices. But you could do $.each, which is a jQuery function, that will give you each associative array. So check that out. But that's what all this code does. Yeah, Noah.
So this first for loop, I guess I'll iterate like six times because mm-hmm. six indices, and then the second for loop, isn't that iterating the same amount of times?
Yeah.
So there's really no, we could have written the first for loop again, and it would have worked, like var dolphin in dolphins.
Yes, but we're now using an ocean array. We've moved everything into the ocean array because for, say we ever want to change what's in dolphins.js or change, if we want to manipulate ocean array later on, we don't want to manipulate dolphins. The variable. We want to manipulate a copy of it. Because if we want to take something out, this way we're just going to be safe. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Carlos, how do I take this string and make it an image instead and get the actual image? You've seen this code before. How do I include an image on a page?
Is it the thing we did above with the HTML plus equals TD call dash with? So you deleted it.
This stuff right here?
Yeah, kind of.
So don't worry about that. That just starts the HTML string. How do I, if I want to include an image in my HTML web page, what tag do I use?
I don't remember.
Okay, Avi, help him out.
The anchor, href, and then you link it.
So A is an anchor.
You don't need to link it though, right?
Because what if I just want to create an image?
Be like img, and then src equals whatever the string is.
Okay, so that's right. IMG, Carlos, you're going to take it from here. IMG stands for image, and SRC stands for source. And you need to give it a URL, or some, not even a URL, some location where that image is stored. So I know that that will get me my image. So now, how do I put this all together, though? I have some syntax I need to fix. What exactly do I need to type, Carlos?
I don't get what you're trying to do. So you're trying to put all the images into
we want to display all the images in the page. And we saw how this line of code right here added strings to our HTML string and printed them out like this. We instead want to display images. And we realized, Madhu told us that this line of code in, so let's look right here. If we went and explored, we'll edit this as HTML. Madhu said, oops. If we do this kind of syntax, we get an image. So does that make sense? So this is the kind of type of this is the type of string that we really want to put inside the ocean div, not simply the text itself. Sorry?
Can't you just copy that one that Piana gave and put it into that?
Copy this and put this right here?
Yeah.
That's close, but there's one problem with this, and what's that? HTML is a string, and we need to add strings to it. And we have three things. This right here is not a string. How do we make it a string? How do you always make something a string?
I don't know.
If I have text, how do I make it a string? Look up here on line, this line right here.
Put in table.
What about this?
Quote.
Double quotes, right? Double quotes make something a string. So that makes that a string, and this is a string. How do I put two strings together in JavaScript?
Dot.
Not dot, that's PHP.
Plus,
exactly right. So plus, and then what do you propose I do over here?
Another quote.
Another quote, okay. Well, how do I mean, how do I end a string?
Another quote.
Another quote. And how do I put this string together with this string? A plus. That's exactly right. You just did this for us. This is perfect. So now, let's render this. And look, we got a whole bunch of images. Oh my god. Those are scary. We're going to explore them in a second. Yeah, Noah.
I don't just really matter, but should you close your image tag?
We could, if we wanted, close our image tag. Just like that. Let's render that. Oh, no, we can't do that.
Oh, I broke it.
I think this is valid HTML. I don't think you need the closing paren or closing slash. OK, this is great. Carlos, thank you. So far, the four of you guys have done an awesome job. Of course, as you can see, we're creating some type of table, though. And I want these things to be in a table. So how do I put these things in a table? I clearly need some more HTML. Assam, what kind of HTML am I missing?
What do you want to do, sorry?
I want to put all these images in a table. So each image should be in one column of the table. How do I put an image in a column? How do I say this is one column? You've seen this code before. This was in pset 7.
I think it was tr.
Tr is for row.
I don't know off by heart, but I could check.
Does somebody remember?
Td.
Td, exactly right. Td. Puts it as a column. So if I put the TD there, Assam, what do I need to put? What else do I need to add?
You have to close it.
Exactly. Where does that go?
Right there.
Right here?
So.
What's this closing right here? What's this for? That blue thing.
That's for the image. It should go after, I think.
OK, exactly right. So let's see what this did. Oh. That's awkward. Let's open up ocean, table, table body, tr. So we have a ton, but I don't see the images. That's weird. It looks like it built it, but didn't show me the images. Any ideas why that might be the case? Any thoughts? Because it's showing me.
You scroll down, you'll see them.
Boom! So there they are. But that's weird that they're all the way down there.
They're also all in a row.
And they're all in a row. Okay, so, and they're all different sizes. So, Assam, give me one more line of code if I can make every image the same size. And it looks like I've already sort of indicated the size I want them to be. How can I make each image the same size? Give a wild guess.
Code read.
What is it? What about this line of code?
Can you make it like a constant?
Or I can do, where is another place I could put this line of code? If I just copy it?
Where, put it down that same line.
Okay, let's put it in here. Exactly right. And now let's see what happens. Oh my goodness. Now it looks like we're starting to get something. And it looks like they all sort of fit in the table that we've constructed in each TD. Also, Assam, let's say I'd like their heights to be a little bit more. The heights thing is throwing me off. So what should I set as their height?
This thing from like download to like
pick any number.
200?
200. I'm going to pick 100. Okay. That's great. I really like 200. There we go. OK. Now they seem, now this is starting to look a bit better and a bit more organized. OK. Any other thoughts for what we need to do to store pictures of dolphins? Yeah.
Are the quotes or the single quotes around the values for like source, height, width, are those optional?
Where are single quotes?
Like in some of the examples, like you'd have like height equals like quote 150. Is that not necessary?
So let's look down here. If we click on ocean, go into table. You'll notice down here, it actually added those quotes for me.
Okay.
And so I realize what we're doing seems like painfully slow. We've only written 3 lines of code so far, or 4 lines of code. But this is, in fact, the process that I go through every time I want to make this website. Line by line, using the console down here, exploring things, and figuring out step by step what I want to do. So hopefully this mimics for you guys in a good pedagogical way what you will actually be doing when you create your website. OK, let's move on. We've created these things. I'm going to actually, Avi, I have a big question for you. Do you think you, I don't know, we'll move on. OK, let's go to train a dolphin when its picture is clicked.
OK.
How do you propose I write that line of code?
But there's still one row.
There is a function called train.
There's a function called train, exactly right.
It expects an index.
Train expects an index. So. OK, Avi, this is exactly the reasoning that I love to see. Train expects an index.
So you're going to have a for loop.
Well, I want to do it when a picture is clicked. So let's, anybody or Avi, how do I monitor when a picture is clicked? There's a couple ways to do this. This is the power of JavaScript and jQuery, but also the toughest part.
If parentheses not, or if parentheses event or something, like relatively simple.
So we saw a couple ways to do this in lecture. One thing was, to down here, you could do something like you could create a function like onClick or do something like onClick. Everybody remember sort of seeing something like that? You do it inside the HTML tag. I see some blank faces. Some people are like, what is he talking about? That's fine, because I think that's the more complicated way to do it. We're going to do a much easier way using jQuery. So Avi, if I want to do something in jQuery, I obviously start, like before, with this dollar sign, open paren, close paren, and double quotes in here. Now we know I need a selector in here. What selector do you propose would apply to every single image or every single picture?
Image?
That's exactly right. That will apply to every single image. Gets all of them. It's not an ID. It's not a class. It's a type of tag. And this is going to get every single one. And now I'm going to tell you this for now. And you can look up more documentation on it later. But this thing called on deals with events. So what you get to do now, and which is super powerful, is say what type of event you're looking for and what you want to do when you receive that event. So I'm going to give you a little bit more code, Avi, then you got to go, OK?
OK.
On, we're going to say click in this case, which you'll generally use. So on click, and then we're going to get pass it an anonymous function. OK. And this syntax you're going to see a lot, and hopefully you will be writing a lot. What this does is, again, on the click of something called image, whatever, anything called image, we are going to run this anonymous function. I'm not giving it a name. I'm not passing it any arguments. I'm just like creating, here's a function. And here's what the code you're going to do. That's what this syntax means. And also, as you'll notice, it looks very similar to this up here that we wrote before. OK, Avi, so you want to call train on index.
OK.
Is that what you want to do?
Yes.
That is? OK. Let's see what happens.
Wait, no. Index isn't a variable right now.
So index isn't a variable right now. I don't know where you got it from.
You were just writing up things. OK. So you need to first figure out which dolphin got clicked.
Excellent. You need to figure out which dolphin got clicked. This is a wild stab in the dark. Anybody have any idea how I can figure out what dolphin got clicked? If you're not, I'll just give it to you, because this is pretty crazy. OK. So let's print out via console.log. This thing. So money, dollar sign, open paren, this, close paren. So when I click on this image, I'm going to print this to the console. And let's see what happens. Let's go back here. Let's go to the console. No errors, thank goodness. OK. I clicked. Let me do that again. I clicked this first image, and this got printed to the console. This line of things. I'm going to be using the word this a lot. This thing right here, this, is very special. And it's doing exactly what Avi wants it to do. It's getting whatever was clicked on, or whatever. Because again, this selector happens to deal with many things, we don't necessarily know which thing we're talking about. So we want to figure out which thing we're talking about via this syntax. In this case right here, hashtag ocean, we always know what thing we're going to be talking about. So we never really need a this inside a hashtag ocean. It's always the ocean, that div, it's an ID, only one possible thing. But in this case, this applies to a lot of images, in fact, 6 images. And so we want to know what particular image was clicked on. And it looks like this is the type of information we get. We get, it looks like, some large string. And we get all of this information with this. We get tons and tons and tons of stuff. jQuery is super powerful. It's giving us a ton of information about this particular HTML element. Avi, what do we want to know about this HTML element?
Well, something like an ID.
An ID. Well, we have a source, a width, and a height.
We can use a source.
We can use the source. That'll give us a string, a URL string. What are we going to do with that once we have that? How do we get back to our index and ocean array?
We can compare it to the other.
So we could loop through each. Now we could loop again and then compare this. Propose a mat. Envision what would be a simpler way if you could just imagine one. Not having to loop.
Just figuring out
what dolphin. OK. So let's save that information in this image tag. And again, right now, part of this stuff is just magical because I might be showing you this for the first time. But hopefully, these are things you're going to be doing. So this is something magical you can do. You can save some extra metadata in an element. It won't show up. It won't affect anything. You can just save it there. And I propose we save the index with each image. So the way you do that is you create an attribute called data dash, and then whatever name you want to give it. Data dash is a special thing that is given to you. And it says, this is something the user is going to create. So we are creating this thing called index. This key called index. And inside of it, we are going to put not just one every time, but what are we going to put inside of it, Avi? What goes right here?
Dolphin.
Dolphin. That is not that word. Dolphin. And again, we already printed out dolphin earlier. That's 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. And we're saving that with the image. So now, if I do, and again, we save that metadata. How do you access that metadata? It's with a function just called data. And you need to pass it one and only one argument, which is the name of the thing. So I'm going to print this out, and then I'll take questions. But essentially, I'm saying, give me this object that was clicked on. Look at all of its data attributes. And the one called index, give me that value. And let's see what happens when we refresh this page. Exactly what we expected. Again, that was pretty magical. We just did a lot right there. Who has any questions about that? Yeah.
I just have a question about your line of code. You use like a single quote, double quote, like right there.
Right here.
Yeah. Is there a reason why you did a single quote, double quote?
Oh, because you...
So there's a reason. And this goes back to what Marcus asked earlier. In this line, I was being a bit better at my coding. I want this. And this is what I honestly should have done all of the time for width and height in particular. Let's look down here. You'll see right here. Can you see that? I know it's kind of small. But data-index is in double quotes. Those things always need to be in double quotes. The value always needs to be in double quotes. But here, if I did a double quote, that would end this string right here. And now I wouldn't be typing in a string. So I get around that by just using a single quote. Because a single quote doesn't end the JavaScript string. But in HTML, it doesn't care if you're giving it single quotes or double quotes. It'll just interpret it like double quotes. Does that make sense? Yeah.
How do you get that IP address in the bottom of your client? Mine says no IP address. Is there something I should have done in the problem?
In your appliance, it has nothing?
Yes.
There is something you can do to fix it, but I'm not going to spend time walking through that right now. But we can do it after section.
If you go back to the console,
yeah.
Well, why was the number listed 1012321?
Console?
Yes.
Oh, good question, because I just was clicking around wildly.
Oh, okay, never mind. Never mind. Okay.
And again, I can click on something a bajillion times. Okay. Yeah?
I have a question about your loop again, your for loops. Because, you know, like in the pset 8, they use a different form of that loop. So they do like var I equals 0, I less than like ocean array dot length, I plus plus.
Yeah.
Are those equivalent?
So that is a standard for loop. Or yeah, that's the for loop syntax we've seen. That's equivalent.
So that's equivalent to what you've done mm-hmm. here? Is one considered better than the other?
No. Okay. So again, we have gone over some things. We have now moved out of our comfort zone and started doing some really cool things that we haven't necessarily gone over in class before, but will hopefully be very powerful for you when coding. Avi, let's go back up here. I have the index of the dolphin. Now what do I need to do?
You need to train it. So. Instead of putting console log, you can set a variable equal to that.
Okay, so
I'm not sure if you can do that.
Okay, no. So var x equals this, whatever this returns, it'll return. Doesn't matter. It can return any variable. There's no types here.
Or you can, yeah. Or you could just do the function call.
Yeah. Why don't I do that? Just do the function call.
Yeah. Then put another set of parentheses.
Perfect. That's exactly right. Okay. So that we'll call the train function. Of course, nothing is in the train function. So propose, Akshar, what I should do in the train function. Give me some pseudocode.
I think you should remove the dolphin from the original table.
And this is getting to Noah earlier why we copied it into a new array.
Yeah.
Right, because we don't want to edit our dolphins array. Because what if another program's using it? Or what if we want to access it somewhere else? We do want to make a copy, and that's the one we're going to edit. OK?
Then you position it in your new location.
And what do we need to do after that?
And then you print out the information about the dolphin.
We should get the console log.
That's exactly right. Okay. We remove it from the ocean array. We put it in the pool. And then we draw the ocean in the pool. OK? How do I remove the dolphin from the ocean array?
You go to the index. Use the splice function.
OK, so that's right. I could use a splice function, which takes something out from an array and condenses it. That's something new we haven't seen before. But I actually want to keep a space there, because I want to print out a blank space in the ocean.
OK, so then you can set the image of that index, so ocean underscore array dot index. Index.image.picture.
OK, ocean underscore array index.
Dot picture.
Dot picture.
You set to null.
Equals null. OK. Yeah. So nothing's there. So then how do I put it in the pool? Constantine, how do I put it in the pool? We have this variable, recall, called pool up here.
Oh, do we just do equals ocean array index?
Shanice, what's your order?
One sec. Yeah?
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
What goes here?
Is it index?
Index, exactly. And what did you say, Constantine? What is something we should do?
We should maybe switch the order.
And why should we switch the order, maybe?
Because at that point, it's already null.
So it's not all null, but we've lost the image URL. Have we lost it forever?
Technically, no.
Have we lost it forever?
No.
Well, where is it?
In your original dolphins.
It's in dolphins, but in ocean array, we've lost it forever. So, Constantine, can you propose a better way to write this line? Or actually, sorry, it's saved in pool. We have it in pool, because pool is an object, right? Ocean array index, an ocean array is an array of objects. So pool is an object, and we have a URL in there, and down here it's set to null. So actually, we haven't lost it forever. It's just saved in pool, but it's certainly not an ocean array. And you're like you said, Carlos, it is in the dolphins array. So this looks sweet. And then how do we draw the ocean in the pool, Madhu?
You can just call draw pool and draw ocean. So like draw pool, and then oh yeah, it doesn't take anything.
Great. What's draw pool going to do?
Draw the pool.
Yeah. Well, what's it going to do?
Oh, sorry. You could do the same thing, like have a.
Hold on. We're going to get there. Nothing. It does nothing right now.
Oh yeah.
Let's see if this works though. Who gave us that code? Akshar and Constantine gave us that code. Okay. Let's see what happens. Ah! That was so exciting. It's gone. Oh boy. That's kind of ugly. Well, we can go back and fix that later. I wonder where it is. We saved it in that pool variable. How can I figure out if it's in that pool variable? Well, again, the power of JavaScript, and this in particular, the tools that Chrome gives you, is you can now inspect that pool variable. It's global, remember? We didn't put the var keyword. So if I type enter right here, Constantine, what do you think I'm going to get when I hit enter?
I don't know.
Guess.
Nothing.
Nothing. Wrong. That was a good guess, though. I got the object. Remember, you gave me that line of code. Pool, you saved in that variable. An object. And indeed, we see the object you saved in it. That's awesome. We can inspect from here, like in real, it's almost like real-time GDB that we can look through our code and figure stuff out. That is super cool and super powerful. OK, let's finish this up. Let's draw the pool in 5 minutes. Madhu, give me a line of code to draw the pool.
You could have another variable HTML like before.
Let's make it very simple for now. Okay. Let's just print the name of the dolphin we're training.
And then you can do like dollar sign, open parentheses, and then open quote. I guess pound pool, if that was a thing. I don't remember.
Let's look back. I think it's a thing.
OK, yeah. And then close quote, close parentheses, dot HTML, open parentheses, and then I guess pool, like open bracket 0 or something like that. Close dot name. I don't know if that works.
OK, let's see what happens. Cannot read property name of undefined. So again, here's what we're going to check out. We're going to explore this. You did pool open bracket 0 dot name. Again, I do this all the time. And I'm confused. What's going on? What does this warning mean? Let's look at pool. Let's look at pool bracket 0, undefined. So that's where we're running into our problem. Right? Pool bracket 0 does not obviously exist. What do you think does exist?
Just pool.
Oh, is pool just an object by itself?
Well, what does it say right here when we type, when we hit enter on pool? What does it say it is?
Object.
It is an object. So.
Oh, yeah. So just pool.name instead of. Yeah.
Pool.name gives us exactly what you wanted. And guy, I realize I'm going through this slowly and belaboring this point, but this is exactly how I do this stuff. You're going to run into these bugs during your final project, so I hope this is empowering you to be able to use all these tools. These are crucial and will get you super duper far. OK, so I don't want to just print out the name. I want to, let's make it a little bit nicer than this.
What else do we want to do?
OK, fine. We'll do just this. Ugh. Guys, you have no life. Okay, boom, got it. Boom. Looks good. You'll see Opchar down here. We have null not found. So it looks like it looks like it's still trying to find some image, and that didn't do exactly what we wanted to do. We're not going to go into that now, but there's probably a cleaner way of doing this.
Just leave a blank space.
Hmm?
You just leave it like a blank space for the image. Like, you know, instead of sending it to null, could you set it to like a blank string or something?
Like this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Look what happened. Not found. So there's a better way of doing it. I would propose doing this. Just setting null there. Then, of course, what's going to happen? It's going to go away entirely. So if we wanted to keep a space and do that, what could we? We probably want to do something up here as well. I'm going to get you started. Opchar, give me this line of code really quick.
Dolphin equals null.
Yeah.
Then what? They do HTML. You just copy the bottom code. Really?
Copy what?
You copy the
copy this.
The, yeah.
All of it? We don't have an image.
I mean, you can just leave a. Yeah, you can just close it. But I think you have to set the width. Yeah, actually, no, it's fine.
We'll just create an empty column.
Yeah.
OK? And then in that case, we'll probably want to do this as well. Oops. Ooh. Didn't work, but we're not getting that error. Let's see what happened down here. So there's nothing there. So what did you say we should have?
We should set the width of the row.
To what?
So I think it was 150.
Yeah, it was 150.
All right, we'll put this here to keep my code consistent, but this is one get posted. Okay. So it's still going away.
Oh, call width?
It looks like the width is 150. Let's see. Now we're going to do the final cool, powerful thing that I'm going to show you. We're not going to finish this code, but online before we quit. All of this code will be correct. I'll email you the corrected version with some of my own styling at their section, and that'll be posted online. I encourage you to keep exploring this and use this as a reference, but I want to show you the final tool for this class, and that is over here on the right-hand side, and we looked at this last week, but now hopefully it's a bit more familiar to you and comfortable. You can dynamically play with the CSS of a page. We've actually already seen us dynamically play with the HTML. Remember, we did right-click, edit as HTML right here. So we've dynamically played with the HTML. In the console, you can dynamically play with the JavaScript of a page. For example, that's a valid JavaScript line. Boom, I got exactly what I wanted. So we can dynamically play with the HTML, dynamically play with the JavaScript. Now we're going to dynamically play with the CSS. And all of this is because it's like instant live GDB feedback. And so you can know something's right before having to go to your code. And you can not guess what something's going to look like. So this is super duper cool. And let's finally look at dynamically playing with the CSS. That's over here on the right-hand side, element.style. So let's go to this. Here's our element. Let's give it some extra CSS. Or sorry, we could give it some extra CSS. But we probably, in this case, want to change this attribute. So let's go down here to this line. Oh, I can't do that here. Edit as. So that is how you could edit the CSS. We are not going to edit the CSS at this second, but we do want to edit the HTML and give it an extra attribute. What did you propose changing this to? I thought Avi had a suggestion.
Call it.
That looked like it didn't do anything either. Let's try the CSS. It says it doesn't work. It gives me that yellow thing.
Aren't you setting the width of an image to 150 when you do that? Like when you just use width?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have an image anymore.
No, we don't have anything in there. So we're not going to go over, we're not going to solve this specific problem. We're going to go back to Oxnard solution because I want to print out, I want to set a dolphin free for the time being. Or that's the last thing I want to finish. So we're going to leave this here while recognizing it's not quite correct. And we're going to come back to it. Sorry, I said we can dynamically change the CSS. Let's look at that and do that really quickly. So if I inspect this element down here and say I want to make it blue, you can come over here, color, because I know that changes the color of something. And we saw how it changed it blue. So that's me dynamically changing the CSS. Doesn't change it for good, but then I can go back into my CSS file and change the color of an object. Okay. That was a lot. We didn't finish my amazing program. Let me just show you it real quick. And then we'll head out. Oh, where is it? No. Hold on. Okay, so as you're packing up, a amazing preview or front view of next time. This is Dolphin Trainer 2013, and it doesn't work. Great. Oh, boom. What does this mean?
You didn't shmod.
I didn't shmod it.
Control one.
Oh, look at that. Okay, so I have my 6 dolphins. What happens? Let's see if I train one. Now training Lily. Oh, I want to set you free, Lily. Oh, there you go, back in the ocean. So that was this week. If you have any questions, we'll be outside. And again, I'll send you the rest of this code. Thank you, guys.